I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to today's podcast.
Hello.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you're still thinking about how much you hate hot dogs.
It's come to attention that Lee's will not partake in a Cheerio or a red-skinned hot dog.
Where are
a
your
sausage
boys
on a roll is
no,
fine.
No, the kids do. The kids,
but no to anything with offal and
I
red
ordered
skin.
Them Tuck Shop last Friday and they both ordered a hot dog. I'll let them have it. It's not Geniuses. A problem. It's just a personal choice. I don't like it. At all.
What if the red skin was taken off?
Yuck.
What
no,
if
the because cellulose, the meat inside.
What was it called?
Cellulose casing.
No, yeah. Because the meat inside is like gelatinous or something.
So you didn't, we were just talking about this, I know, but when you lived in New York, because you're an international model, posing.
I didn't eat.
Well, she
I
wasn't
didn't
eating.
Three,
posing
so
with,
silly
posing
question.
With water bottles of Evian at the tennis. Just Google Lee's cool on modeling if you want more detail.
I didn't eat.
So you didn't eat the dirty water dogs?
No, I had one, but it was not pleasant.
I really, like, I have a problem with any travel website that says when you're in New York, don't eat the street vendor hot dogs. What?
Mate, can you put your headphones back right now? Because you look like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
That's,
I can't take you seriously.
That's the cuisine of New
it's
York.
It's not cuisine. It's revolting. Yuck.
Fair enough.
That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
Here's the best of today's show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Now, we are talking about fiberglass structures because that's the kind of show we are. Because we were casting our minds back to living life in the 80s in Australia. And the thing that jumps to the forefront of my brain is many a road trip to see the big prawn. The big banana, not to forget the big macadamia nut on the Sunshine Coast near the big pineapple. I mean, I just love the thought of, you know, marketing executives in the 80s. You know, let's just say, I don't know, like Alison in her power suit. And she's like, you know what's going to bring people to this destination? Let's make a big merino sheep. And they will come in droves. We'll just build a big U.
Yeah, I mean, to the point, I feel sorry for families come. Who take their children on overseas holidays because that's not what we're about. It should be bring back the quintessential Aussie road trip to go and see something big. And there are some rippers. In fact, according to Wikipedia's entry, which is just titled Australia's Big Things, there are 150 around the country, and they're often planted smack bang on tourist maps so you know what you're getting into. I mean, there's actually the Big Ayers Rock, which isn't the Ayers Rock. It's just a Big Ayers Rock.
So it's not, yeah, right.
Of course, there's
confusing.
The Golden Guitar in Tamworth.
That's okay, though.
And then I wonder if there were, you know, once all the big ones were taken, the big lamb, the big mango, etc., the big pineapple, then I think towns had to start getting a little bit creative because there's the big mozzie.
I mean, that's something I want to see.
Illuminate at night. There's a big rabbit trap.
I particularly like the big ant in Broken Hill, not to be confused with the big meat ant in Orgathella. Two different destinations, guys, and both need to be seen.
I mean, Lise, you have a fear of dugongs, and part of conquering your fear is to get
dugong?
Up close and personal. There is in Rockhampton in Queensland, there is a big dugong.
I am there.
And I know you're saying that all these things were kind of built in the 80s, but some of them weren't. And there's one especially that I think we could get behind and go on a road trip to see.
What is it?
It's the Big Bogan.
What?
The Big Bogan. 3.6 metre bogan built in 2015 in Ningen.
Where's that?
I don't know where that is. I need to deep dive into Wikipedia again.
I mean,
again.
I like, you know how I love movies with giant apes and giant sharks and all of that. Maybe all of these were built in the hope that one day they would come to life and there would be a giant battle.
I don't know.
Between
but no
all
other
of them,
countries
Sarah,
do it.
Imagine that.
I mean, you're French in France. Is there the big snail?
No.
No, it's a very Aussie thing.
We're a bit more refined.
Allegations of bullying are usually a very, very serious issue.
Sure.
No laughing matter. However, there is one story that's come out today that I think a lot of Australia will be giggling at as it continues to blow up, so to speak, today. And it is that a worker in Melbourne is seeking $1.8 million in compensation from his boss, whom he has claimed passed wind deliberately in his office 5 or 6 times a day.
And that's considered bullying. Just considered marriage. Right?
Apparently,
am I missing something?
So this the accuser, a 56-year-old engineer named David has said that his construction worker, old mate Greg, would deliberately walk into his small windowless office and apparently thrust his bum at him and blow off.
That's
half
just
a dozen times a day. Is it affectionate?
I think that's affectionate. I think he's misread his love language, because for a lot of people, that's just like, I feel comfortable around you and I'm just gonna let off.
I mean,
right?
In a work environment, it's a very different scenario.
But tradies. He's a construction guy.
Well, it's an engineer and a construction boss.
The engineer's just uptight. He needs to... Right? Anyone who's going to try and sue someone for fluffing...
Well...
Needs
yes,
to take
this
a chill
is, this
pill.
Is the thing. So, originally, it went to court last year. The judge threw it out. Obviously said tooting is not a form of bullying. And he has, this mate David, has brought it back to the Court of Appeal, saying that it definitely was. And I've done some research. Apparently the average person toots 14 times a day, which meant that his boss, Robert Scott,
is
potentially doing half his daily allocation of bottom coughs in his worker's office.
Sarah, not long ago, first of all, can you just say the word F-A-R-T? Because I can't handle you.
It's actually a word that I hate.
Say
I hate the word.
I'm going to bully you until you say it.
No, I'm going to sue.
Remember?
Sue hit for $1.8 million in compensation. I hate that word. I don't know why.
Remember how a couple of weeks ago our boss came up to us with a video recorder and we didn't know it was happening, and he came right up to us with the camcorder. And
okay, it was his mobile phone.
Also, an iPhone.
Liz, we're supposed to be appealing to a young demographic on this show. What do you mean a camcorder?
Anyway, he came up to us with his iPhone and he asked the question to each of us independently, when was the last time you farted, right? Mm. And of course, like, he came up to me first. I didn't even know where you were, and I just said, like about 5 minutes ago around the corner. And then he went up to you and you couldn't even answer the question. You reckon you don't even do it.
No.
14 times a day.
That's like, the average person.
That's like a couple of hours for me.
Well, there's got to be a bell curve, right? There's got to be people at the lower end and people at the higher end. A couple of hours. Liz, you grub. Scott, I think we've potentially got a claim here. If we go for 1.8 mil, we could split it down the middle. That's 900K for you and I.
Do you know what? You know what my thoughts are, though?
What?
He's on my team with this.
I knew when I brought this to the table that you would say, whoopee.
My bumsy wumsy went boomsy woomsy.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I am shook. Shooketh well and truly, because a man has horrified the internet in general, I will say, by admitting that he and his partner do not have set sides of the bed. Just let that sink in. Let that sink in.
What kind of monster?
He tweeted saying, we were just chatting in at work, and apparently it's weird that Amy and I don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night. Some nights I like to sleep by the window, some nights by the door. It's not really that unusual, is it? And the world has thrown metaphorical rocks and stoned him and said, yes, it is weird. You have to have your own side of the bed. What the hell do you do with your pillow, for starters?
And all the stuff on the side of your bed and all of...
They move it. They move the pillow. So it's whoever's first in bed chooses what side. They swap the pillows over, will move their books to their side of the bed. And they've been together for 20 years doing this. I mean, that's not right.
That is rather unusual. I feel like sides of the beds it is a real thing. I mean, it's a comfort thing. I know I have my side. I'm always the side furthest from the door. Doesn't matter if we're at home, in a hotel room. I don't like being closest to the door. It's just a thing with me. I feel like if someone's going to come for us.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I would agree.
You'll if someone's going to your husband.
I'll sacrifice my husband.
If I'm thinking about
that's how that I logistics, choose.
Yes, I have Will's closest to the door as well. I think maybe it is a security thing it's that if someone busts in the middle of the night, you fix it.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's very unusual that they don't have their own side, but more interestingly is how people go about choosing their side of the bed and their rationale behind what makes your side of the bed your side of the bed. Because it makes sense to me why my side of the bed is my side of the bed. But maybe other people have different,
yes, if I'm
different
to think,
reasons.
I often sleep on my right side and I in my house, that's the right side of the bed because otherwise I would be sleeping into Will's morning breath because he sleeps
yes.
on his left. So we would be breathing in each
onto
other's
each other.
Morning breath. And that's a no. That's a no for me.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you consider that when choosing a side.
Yes.
Interesting. 13, 10, 60, guys. Why is your side of the bed your side? Let's get into the really important stuff.
Do you have one, Scott?
No.
Are you
no.
in the middle what? Of the bed because you don't live with someone?
Yeah, but also I can't pick a. I don't think I have a side. But the one thing I'm thinking about with this person is remember when you're at school and you're allowed to pick your own chairs, like some rooms you're allowed to pick yeah. your own chairs in. But you still ended up always sitting at the same
chair.
Desk. And I just can't imagine not doing that when it comes to sleeping in a bed. I can't imagine, like,
that is true.
Swapping sides.
Yes, I think like people I mean, you and I, even when we sit in the studio, we sit in
yes.
our chairs. It feels weird to do it the other
to
way. I can't imagine spending 8 hours of my life on the other side of the bed. Mm. That must be where the saying, getting up on the wrong side of the bed, comes
wow.
from. John, on 13, 10, 60, why is your side of the bed?
When me and my wife first moved in together at Narre Warren, she was pregnant, so she wanted to be closest to the ensuite.
Okay, that's
sensible.
A practical choice, John, but is she still pregnant and has she maintained that side of the bed?
No, she's still not pregnant, but yeah, she's still on that side of the bed.
Mm. See, there you go.
So what happens to couples who, you know, who come together and say they both favour the left side? How do you come to that decision?
They're not meant to be together.
They're just not, are they? That's right. Monique on 13, 10, 60, why is your side your side?
Good morning, girls.
Morning.
Morning. I've got to be on my side now. I've actually got to be brave now and be closest to the door because I've just recently had extensions and the door is closest to getting to all the baby's rooms.
Uh-huh.
So I can't stop the bed at six times a night to get to the babies. I've got to be just closest to the door.
Okay. And does it feel weird to you?
Yes. It freaks me out because I have to same ideas as you. If someone's coming through that door, I want my husband in the way.
That's it. You're it. You're the front line, Monique.
Okay, so a lot of practical reasons as to why people choose their side of the bed.
If I'm thinking, I've always slept next to the window. In every house I've been in, it's always been next to the window.
To the wall. Aaron, 13, 10, 60. Whoops. Aaron, why is your side... Good. Why is your side of the bed your side of the bed?
I've got to sleep on the left side of my body, but facing the wall. So I have to sleep on the right side of my bed.
Okay. So you're a side sleeper. You favour your left shoulder, but you
yep.
must be facing the wall. That is complex, Aaron. So what happens when you go into a hotel room? You have to.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Lise, you and I are the same in our side of the bed, and yet we have shared a bed sometimes when we've travelled for work, and
we've never
actually had a conversation about which side of the bed we should be taking if we're on the same page.
But look, that won't ever stop me because I'm a gentleman. So I won't fight you on that, Sarah. If you want your side when we're sharing a bed, when we're travelling interstate, you can have it. I can suck it up. I really, truly can.
Thank you. That's so nice. Also, clients that pay for separate rooms would be great.
You know, I do love my dog, Minnie. Sarah, you know that. She's a Great Dane cross Ridgeback. But I do actually think she's a felon now. Like, she's a rescue dog, and now I think that her pedigree of crime is coming to the fore.
Okay.
She's learnt how to break into my house.
Okay.
With her nose.
Most dogs break out.
Not mine.
Jump over fences, dig under gates.
No.
They usually want to escape their home, but not yours.
Not Minnie. No. We were out for about 4 hours over the weekend. We had a birthday party to go to, and I locked the house up because we had the air con on. I thought, that's it. You're out, dog. Out you go for once in your life. She loves being indoors. When we came home, I rounded the corner of the driveway and one of the top upstairs doors was wide open. And when we walked around the back, there she was inside, just curled up in the AC. And I was like, how the hell? She opened a door with her, what's it called, a snout?
Yes.
A dog snout?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Snoot.
A snoot?
Yeah. Not a snoot.
It's a snoot.
She did it.
I mean, that's very impressive. Also, why are you leaving the aircon on when you're not at home for 4 hours? That is so energy inefficient.
No, it's actually not. If you start it early in the cooler part of the day, because we have very high ceilings, it's actually better. Whereas if you start it at midday in full heat, it's never going to get around to it. She's also figured that out.
Do you also get cans of deodorant and duct tape them so they're just spewing CO2 out into the environment as well?
Shut up, Scott.
4 hours.
I have a Great Dane to keep cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame her. She's obviously smarter than, well, you, because she got
so
in.
She's so smart. She is so smart. Unbelievable. Also, I'm calling the cops on her ASAP. I mean, I don't think, also, it's brought about some huge security risks for my house. All of a sudden now, everyone knows they can break in. I won't give you my address.
But certainly talk about those security risks on
national radio. But she's an incredible guard dog and she'll eat your arm off if you come close to our property.
I haven't really seen her move off the couch, but okay. Whatever you say, whatever gets you through.
If you need some air conditioning today, Lisa's place.
Yeah, just open the door, head on in.
Just push your nose against the door.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Are we still talking about dogs?
Yes, yes. Okay. So when you were a kid at a kid's birthday party, would you ever have had a Cheerio or
I probably would
seven
have,
then?
Would have tried one, but it was not. I would eat it. If you guys took me somewhere, I'd have it. But I just, there's nothing about it that I enjoy.
At a kid's party, did you have escargot?
I'd much prefer to have snails.
She had cheese platters at her party.
Have you seen the movie, the Nick Giannopoulos movie, The Wog Boy?
Ages ago.
He comes to school and he's got like a full yeah. spread of like salami.
Salami, yeah, the deli meat.
Was that you in primary
school? No, not like that. But Dad would make like a really nice sandwich, which I was just like, just give me peanut butter for the love of God. But now I look back, I'm like, geez, they were good sandwiches.
What were they?
Just well constructed, you know, it would have been on wholemeal or a grain bread with like a deli meat and some beautiful, not iceberg lettuce. It would have been like a mixed leaf lettuce with a bit of vinaigrette, a nice cheese, like not a cheese slice, nothing processed.
You'd pay about $17.50 for that.
Yeah, nothing processed.
Does your dad still just make a sandwich?
Can he make his lunch?
He'd probably love to make you guys lunch. He's a good cook, actually.
Well,
Dad.
Let him know. Let him know we're here. Let him know we're asking.
Because Aaron's wanting to force us to go to IKEA and have IKEA hot dogs.
But I won't enjoy it.
I'd rather get your dad to make us some deli sandwiches.
He does make a good sandwich. Dad does.
What do you guys think of us doing a tour of the best Bain Maries in Australia?
Yuck. I hate a Bain Marie. Bain. It's Bain. Bain Maries are the bane of my existence. I don't like food that sits in hot water.
The bath of Marie.
Oh.
Remember we did that on Nerdy McNerd, that segment that I really want to come back.
It's a bath. On air. It's Marie's bath.
Marie's bath.
That's right.
Bain is the word for bath in French.
Yeah.
But we all in Oz say
Bain Maries make you nervous?
I've never been hurt by one.
No. Or buffets. They make me so nervous. Like a Sizzler buffet and everything. I'm not afraid.
I do a wide berth.
And we lived through the rat poisoning of the Sizzler buffet. we were alive for that.
I was alive for it, but that was kind of after my time with Sizzler. I mean, Sizzler was huge in the teen years.
Yes, huge.
Sizzler is huge in the teen years.
Yeah.
Huge.
And do you know what was great before that was a sports breakup at a Pizza Hut buffet.
Pizza Hut.
See, I couldn't do Pizza Hut buffets either. I can't do it. I cannot do a pizza. Producer Aaron is just in the corner saying,
let's go to Pizza Hut. And I don't disagree with
him. But how can you do the buffet on it? I don't like a buffet.
Wait, are there still Pizza Hut?
Yes. So here in Brisbane, there's one in Browns Plains that still operates.
A buffet. No,
now,
I won't eat.
I've got to tell you guys. I want to tell you guys about something.
Aaron keeps whispering to us. Excitedly. One on the Gold Coast too, guys. Yeah, so excited.
What do you like about the buffet?
The one at Kira isn't still there, though, is it?
The one at Kira's gone.
No, it closed and then it reopened.
Oh, the one at Kira, guys. We're going on a road trip to Kira.
Through IKEA. Okay,
this is my nightmare.
Until we get off the Kookaburra Queen.
Oh. That could be a whole day of meals.
Whole day of meals.
Could I tell you guys a quick story? Yes. So, in Browns Plains in Queensland, in the city of Logan, there's a particular area.
Beautiful neck of the woods.
Where there is a dine-in Pizza Hut. And I think one of these things is closed, which is kind of ruining it. But we'll just go there anyway. There's a dine-in Pizza Hut and then a KFC and then a Red Rooster. And there was, for a little while there, a Lone Star Steakhouse. Then across the road is a Hungry Jack's, a McDonald's, and...
It's the Golden Triangle.
A Network Video Store.
What?
Now, two of those things have closed in the last 2 or 3 years, but up until then, that was the one part of Australia that still thought it was 1996. Wow. And honestly, it was like going to heaven.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Although one time me and my mate Dom, you know Dom who does Collective Noun, he and I went for dinner at the Pizza Hut, and we stopped... And we looked around at the other people in the Pizza Hut and we thought, nobody is happy in this Pizza Hut restaurant. And so we stopped going.
Oh, I had my 10th birthday at a Pizza Hut.
Were you happy?
Yes, so happy. Because Pizza Hut, obviously, Bundy, there was not very many restaurants to eat at and Pizza Hut was it for a while until Sizzler opened. There was a Pizza Hut, a Hog's Breath, and then Sizzler. And so having a birthday party at Pizza Hut was,
special,
very special.
I mean, you know, I just, in my mind's eye, all I can see is that disgusting soft serve ice cream.
Oh, it's not disgusting.
Partially melts and people are mixing shit into it and it's, and the colors are leaking. And
I remember having nine bowls of that stuff.
Oh my God, never. Soft serve ice cream is another thing. It's not for me.
Okay. What?
You're an animal.
No, I don't want a bar of it. Ever.
What?
Ever?
Do you eat?
Like you would never be like, I just want a sneaky soft serve.
Never. Ever. It would never occur to me to have a soft serve ice cream. Yuck. Yuck. Guys, it is not even food. I would eat prawn poop shoot again over a soft serve ice cream.
You're saying you want... as a topping for ice cream?
No.
Wow.
No. Any of that heavily processed stuff, not for me.
Wow, you think you know someone. you really think you know someone.
I mean, I could actually vomit at the thought.
Could you? Do it.
I feel sick just thinking about all that stuff. The water that it sits in. Imagine the water in the Bay Marie. Oh.
You are actually starting to look like you're getting a bit of excessive saliva in your mouth pre-vomit.
It's heinous. I'd rather go hungry for a short window of time.
Wow.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm heartbroken, so I'm going. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Sarah, if you've got another friend that you want to bring in to do this show, I'd be very open to that.
Do you want to get a soft serve just for...
Yeah, let's go.
Just to cement our relationship, Scott?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's go.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.